hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
I'm Gross.
And if you were trying to support us, hey, we're so sorry.
But it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. We broke up with subscriptions.
Yeah.
But if you would still like the content, if you were trying to support us, please email us and we will get the content to you. Our email is sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com.
And when we say get the content to you, you're not paying again.
No.
Just to make that
for
clear,
free.
This is us making up.
Yeah, we do have a Patreon and I'm thinking that I will give it to them for free. No, I'll just make Patreon free and just give that to them.
Cool.
And like, even if you weren't trying to support us, you can have it as well. The content's there.
How are we going to fact check?
We're not out here to fact check. We never fact check. So everyone can have it. Yeah. We love you. Thanks for being here. Hey, how are you doing, Gorge?
I'm good. I'm just having a bit of anxiety for our last episode.
We talked about No, look, why?
No, I'm sure it's fine. I'm going to find some proof that it
this
was a thing.
This whole podcast is not about being serious or correct, you know?
I know. It was just like this moment of like your world falling down. You feel like everyone has this shared experience.
Yeah.
And then the people around me are looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, so we have our audio engineer is too young to have had that experience. And me, I just never experienced anything as a child because I grew up really boring.
Such a loser.
I was a loser.
When we weren't recording, you weren't allowed to watch Simpsons.
I know. I was a loser. I am a loser.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
I mean, like, I was a loser, but not that way.
Like, I'm not cool. I pretend I am, but I'm not.
But I had this big discussion. We've had this discussion before. Being cool
is objective.
It's two parts, right? It's structurally being cool and then personality-wise being cool.
Okay, please explain
both. It's very rare that you have both. Structurally being cool is you do cool things, you dress cool, you
like your friend Shania.
She
is structurally cool.
The best person that I actually present as structurally cool is our friend City, right? City does cool things.
She does.
She goes to warehouse parties.
Does she?
Yeah. She has cool friends.
Yeah.
Not us, but like other people. Other friends are cool. She dresses cool. She's on top of cool brands.
Yeah.
Like she'll come to me and she's on top of cool music. Like she'll come to me and I'll be like, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
And then in a few months I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So you actually told me about that months ago.
Yeah.
Like she's structurally quite cool. Like anything that she has choice over, she makes it cool in her life. She moved to Canada. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
As a person, City is so uncool.
Yeah, personality is not cool.
She's so uncool. I love her. She's so uncool. She's just not that chill, cool person.
No.
Right? But then you can think of someone who structurally isn't cool, but then as a person is really cool. Like my cousin structurally isn't cool.
Which one?
My cousin Marnie. Love her to death. She's structurally not cool.
But personality-wise,
she's so cool.
You're cool, personality-wise.
But structurally, I'm not cool. Yeah, and I know it.
I don't think I'm either.
Yeah, it's fine. No. I meant like structurally. Well, actually, structurally, you're kind of cool. You do cool things.
Only now because I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
personality.
Know, you got flown to Melbourne recently.
That's true. I think I'm medium cool. Actually, yeah. I have to tell you, I am now best friends with Martha's mom, Mary.
Oh, yeah, tell
I have
me
her
about
phone
it.
Number and I'm going to dinner with her. I'm best friends with her. So Martha was on MAFS a couple of years ago and she's objectively like the biggest person to have come out of MAFS, right?
I love her.
MAFS is married at first sight, by the way, if you don't have that in your country. I don't know.
No, but it's also Australian MAFS goes overseas.
And so Martha was like one of the biggest people to come out of MAFS.
Martha's season is the season that made Australian MAFS international.
Yeah.
And she did the iconic scene of pouring a glass of wine over Cyril's head. Loved it.
And so Martha's still with her guy.
Yeah, she's still with him. She's a one-year-old. Her son and my son are very close in age.
Wow.
She doesn't know me. But I recently rewatched that scene where she pours the glass of wine.
It's giving Real Housewives, isn't it?
It's giving Real Housewives, but also she pours a glass of wine and then Sorrel gets her with a glass of wine as well. And everyone, you're watching it, everyone's going, Martha, that's not okay, Martha. And they're really talking to her as if she's a child. No, Martha, we don't do that here. That's not on. And she just very earnestly goes, fuck off. Oh, yes. Shut up.
Yes, Martha. No, she's so fun.
It's just the way that she goes, oh, shut up. It's like, shut up, I'm going to pour a glass of wine on it.
But her mum, Mary.
Her mum would be so funny.
Her mum, Mary, is she also does content too. She does a lot of cooking stuff.
She was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. Well, Mary was.
Mary. Oh, I thought. Not Martha.
Oh,
Mary.
I thought Martha was.
Oh, maybe it was
Martha.
She didn't
mention that. Because I went to this event in Melbourne and I was flown down for the event because it's a brand that I want to work with. And I was the only person from Sydney there. So I knew nobody. And I didn't take anyone with me. And I arrived and I was like, fuck, I wish I brought someone. But who am I going to bring on a weekday in Melbourne? Everyone has jobs. You know what I mean? And this is where having a partner would be so good.
Your partner probably would have a job.
I would make them call in sick. Come to Melbourne with me.
And I'm so calling in influencer.
I'm at this event and, you know, I'm, you know, small talking to a lot of people, but I didn't really connect with anyone. And so eventually I sat down. They had like a presentation happening, but I sat next to Mary and her friend Susie. Mm-hmm. And I got on with them like a house on fire. I would have left the event after an hour, but I was there like the whole time with them. We exchanged numbers. They waited out with me while I got my Uber and they were like mothering me, being like, didn't you bring a jacket? This is Melbourne. And I'm like shivering there because it was cold. It was actually nice. And then she's texted me again and I'm going to Melbourne this week for another influencer thing and I'm going to go have dinner with her.
How
and
good.
Susie. I've made best friends with Martha's mom. And I messaged you while I was there. I was like, I'm friends with Mary.
Yeah, because I love Martha. I love Michael, love Martha, love their son.
Iconic.
Love Mary.
Do you know what else? And I don't know if I should reveal this, but I mean, nothing's going to happen. I had a message in my DMs from a casting director saying like, hey, we're a casting director from Australia's biggest dating show. And then I checked out their page and the only dating show that they have as like what they cast for is Married at First Sight. And they were like, contact us if you're interested.
No, you're not interested.
I'm not interested.
Not Married at First
But
Sight.
Could you imagine? The only reason I wouldn't do a reality
show. I would love it.
It would be iconic, but the only reason I wouldn't do a reality show like that is because you're not in control of the narrative. They edit for you.
I
don't think I'd get the villain edit, but I could.
I also don't think Married at First Sight just can't be what it used to be.
Yeah.
Like it used to have a mix of people that genuinely wanted to find love.
Yes.
I believe.
Now it's just clout chasers.
It's all just clout chasers.
And everyone gets a podcast. Lol. And I already have a podcast, so I don't have to go on Married at First Sight.
Oh my God, no, they have the podcast and all they can do is like discuss
maths. That's
Sight.
All they can discuss.
Martha doesn't do that.
No. Does she have a podcast?
She did have a podcast and then she took a bit of a break from it. Oh God, I sound like such a fan. Yeah, I am a fan. Okay. Love her. She took a break from it because she went traveling for an extended period of time. Then she got pregnant when she was traveling. She had a really hard pregnancy.
Oh, poor thing.
So she actually took a lot of time off work in general.
Yeah.
And she hasn't gone back to the podcast.
Mm. Was it a good podcast?
I didn't listen to it, but I think so. I think it was like when we started our podcast.
Is when she started hers?
No, she already had it, but I remember our producer at the time talking about it was quite a successful podcast.
Oh, okay. Was that an example we gave of what kind of podcast we wanted to be?
Was it an example they gave of what kind of podcast they wanted us to be?
I wonder if we're the same. Do you reckon we have a good podcast?
Well, look, maybe that's for our meeting. No.
We have a podcast meeting after this.
We have a podcast.
We have a podcast. We don't know if it's good. We don't know if it's bad, but we have it. It exists.
It's there.
Anyway.
And I must tell you, everyone that tells me it's fantastic, it's also my friend. So I'm like, well,
no, we got a lot of feedback. We do. Anyway, let me read out a story from the hotties. We're not going to do Hot Mess Hotline.
I think the fact that we get stories from hotties is enough to say it's good.
Well, this is just a story and on par with getting great feedback. Let's read out this story. I am literally obsessed with this podcast.
Stop.
I think Grace is my spirit animal.
Thank you.
No mention of me once again. Guys, if you're going to give us feedback, I also need a compliment. Because Grace, you are the only one that gets compliments.
Maybe it's, you know.
You're structurally cool and your personality cool. I'm giving nothing.
No, it's the opposite. You know, like when you see siblings and one is like a thriving superstar and then the other one there. So you instantly go like, oh my God, you're amazing.
But
and
I have
you ignore
to give,
the superstar.
Yeah, well, because, yeah.
You're the superstar.
Got it.
And everyone's just like, no, Grace, you're
Grace,
doing fine.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Doing great.
I think Grace is my spirit animal and I listen to every episode, often more than once.
Oh,
I
love
also
you.
Introduce my fiance to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Are we going to swing?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
I wanted to share my housemate horror story for a future episode if you wanted to include it. Please keep this anonymous. I will, baby girl.
What's the letter? What's our letter that we're
letter
doing?
Is... Oop, I don't have it. Make it up.
All right. R.
R.
R, me hearty.
My housemate horror story was a girl I lived with about 7 years ago. She and her partner both lived in the shared house, renting separate rooms. She acted like she was the landlord, even though she wasn't, because she was the ones that had been in the house the longest.
Oh, that is such a thing.
Yeah, and took responsibility for finding all the new housemates. You're not the boss.
No, but that is such a thing. The person that had been there the longest
has the claim,
has the reign of everything.
Mm.
And I've heard these weird stories where people will be like, I hate my housemate. I'm like, why don't you kick her out? It's like, no, she owns the house.
She owns it because, like, she was in the lease first. Well, no, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
But I guess they do have ownership of the lease, right? They have claim of the dwelling.
Yeah, but also there's four of you living in a house and three of you hate one.
That's true.
Surely you can kick her out.
Yeah, but if she's on the lease, that makes things hard.
It does make things hard.
Anyway, she would constantly... I know, it's... they're so relatable. That's why I wanted to read this out.
Mm.
She constantly would send Arcee messages. I love that. She spelled Arcee with an R. Arcee? This is giving UK.
Like A-R-S-E-Y.
Yeah, Arcee.
Yeah.
That's very British, I reckon.
That is very British.
Such an arse.
Yeah. Oh, but also Australian.
Yeah, but we still spell A-double-S.
No.
No?
I would go like...
A-R-S-E?
Yeah, I do both. Arsehole.
Asshole. I say asshole. I don't say asshole. Asshole. I think it's so cringy for an Australian to say asshole.
Asshole.
It's asshole. She would constantly send Arcee messages in the group chat outlining all the things she'd been doing or buying for the house, expecting praise, appreciation, and money, even though nobody asked her to do it or buy them. I think that's ridiculous. It's giving friends... When Ross brings in his air humidifier or whatever it is, air purifier, and he's like, can you guys all put in for the filters, even though you didn't want it?
Yeah, but also, like, it depends on what she's buying. If she's buying luxury soaps and stuff, fine. But if she's buying the butter for the house and you're like, no one asked you to, it's like, no, but it's just...
If you're using it. No, but if you're using it...
No, but also, like, I'm the only one that buys it. It's like, no one asked you to. It's like, well, no one else is buying it. Or, like, toilet paper.
That makes sense, though. That yeah. I get. But it seems like she's buying things for things that you didn't really need.
Yeah, that would annoy me. Like, I wouldn't pay
air purifier filters. Do you know what I mean? Maybe. Maybe that's something everybody needs, yeah. Especially in the rentals that we're living in Sydney. Moldy, gross.
Oh, we're about to get into the wet season.
Yeah, how's your bug thing going?
It's actually better.
Good.
The second fumigation has made a big difference.
Two times is what happens.
I only see like 10 cockroaches a week now.
Hey, that's better than
I was seeing like 40 a day.
That's disgusting. I had a fly problem. I got one of those Mortein.
Oh, yeah, how's your fly problem?
I got one of those Mortein automatic things, so yeah. Sprays.
But also you were going to do another bug bomb when you went down to Melbourne again, weren't you?
No, I did one when I went to Japan, and when I came back I had just a graveyard of flies, which was disgusting.
Yeah.
But I now have the Mortein, kind of like it goes off every hour.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Oh.
I haven't been finding flies.
So interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Dead rodent. I did find a pantry moth in my apartment this morning. Have you ever had a pantry moth infestation?
No.
Wouldn't recommend. And I saw it and I was like, let's not get started. This ain't happening.
I can't deal with moths. I have a really big issue with them.
Yeah. I think this is the last time I'll ever live in an apartment that's that high density. I think that's my biggest issue. Like,
yeah.
There are hundreds of apartments in this unit block. There's four buildings. There's four buildings in this building that I live in.
Mm.
And there's literally we have two car parks. Like, it's a huge apartment complex. I'll never do it again.
I only like small buildings.
But I can't afford anything smaller because the rent prices are so high. Like, I'm paying so much money.
No.
I'm going to have to get a housemate and I don't want to. I just need to find a man.
You gotta move to Melbourne.
That's what I'm gonna do. Sorry, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
I wanna hear this happen.
She never consulted us before doing things like painting the kitchen black.
Oh, no.
Because she clearly saw it as her house. She'd nag us about cleaning constantly, but she would keep the Hoover locked in. Yeah, definitely British. She would keep the. She would keep the Hoover locked in her bedroom where no one else could get to it.
No, that's actually crazy.
And then would complain when I asked for it.
That's crazy.
What? She also owned a cat that had health problems and would shit diarrhea all over the house constantly, including the sink in the downstairs bathroom if the door was left open. Oh, the living room was stacked to the ceiling with her crap, and she was so intense and full on as a person that we all locked ourselves in our rooms and rarely socialized. Okay, so she was the owner and she made it crap.
Yeah, that's awful.
Possibly the worst thing about her was that she was so mean and toxic to her partner. She had a rich family but didn't work and let her partner support her financially. He was such a lovely guy who had left his career to start over as a pediatrician and was a junior doctor at the time. She would constantly put him down about the way he dressed or looked in front of me or our housemates and guests. I couldn't fathom why he stayed with her, especially after I found out that she had cheated on him while he studied abroad a few years before. She sounds awful.
Yeah, she actually sounds terrible.
But it was clear she had made him think it was his fault and that he couldn't do any better. Fuck. Aww. We developed quite a good friendship, but this was limited because of how much I hated her and how much we clashed. I'm guessing she's saying friendship with the guy. He was cute. Oh, maybe he had a crush. He was cute, funny, kind, hardworking, and had a load of interesting hobbies. He was a catch. She was entitled, spoiled, toxic, lazy, and bloody annoying. A twat.
I liked that.
That was funny.
Catch and the twat.
That was funny. It's not her initial, but we're giving it to you.
Yeah.
She was so awful that eventually I left as I was going through a stressful period being bullied at work. Oh, that's sad to hear.
Mm.
And I couldn't bear to come home to her every single day. Yeah, that sounds fucked.
Yeah, she's awful.
Although I had no contact with her after this, I now know that they're no longer together and he's expecting a baby with his new partner, which makes me so happy. Yeah. I'd like to say I wish her well, but I really don't. She was a cunt.
Do you know what's so funny is that I had this awful housemate.
Yeah.
Only for like a month when I tried to move to Melbourne and I like lived with like the most eclectic people. But the one of the housemates, like I think I've told before, like in the month that I was there, she just made my life like a living hell.
Why?
And not like personally a living hell. Like she was just so fucked. And she was like really rude and really bitchy and made like these throwaway comments that I still think about to this day, like that cut me down. Like I would talk and she'd be like, I guess you're just that kind of person. Like I'm not into that, rah, rah. And then she got a cat. I think I've told this story. Yeah, she got a cat and she was like screaming about the cat. She was fucked, but she had a boyfriend and it's the exact same situation. This guy was so lovely, attractive, had his life together, and she was like so rude to him and she didn't deserve him. And I would stalk her so often.
To make sure that they broke up.
To make sure, are they still together? And they stayed together for ages.
Maybe I just and have then, to be a cunt and that's how I'll meet someone.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I'll turn into my nice self.
But then it was like maybe 2 years after I'd lived with her that I realised they weren't together anymore. Fuck yeah. Never stalked them again.
Yeah, well, because that just, yeah.
I was
just,
done.
You
I was
needed
like,
that.
It was like a ghost whisperer moment where it's like I had this, I was their ghost following them around.
Yeah.
And stalking them until I'd realised that haunting. He'd been free.
Yes.
From her, like,
she crossed over, weird, as they say.
Yeah, like a weird claws and I crossed over.
Yes.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Can finally be at peace.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name.
No, but you.
I barely remember her name. Her name was Jackie. I hated her.
It's just like, why are people cunts? The people that share houses are always assholes. What is this?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're always like, she was an asshole. Point blank.
But has anybody ever not had a bad housemate experience, honestly?
Yeah, heaps of people.
Yeah, but I just feel like so many people send me messages about bad experiences.
I know. I think it's, but also what I think is really funny is that normally it's a house of like 4 or 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And so it's that one housemate is probably fucked.
The rest of
the housemates are fine.
And that's what makes you.
And then you band together.
Yeah, you bond. But you can't kick her out because she thinks she owns it.
And she hides her Hoover. Black. That is quite wild. I saw a woman on TikTok the other day made her bathroom floor buttons. Did you say that?
No. What?
We need to get on the same TikTok page.
No, sometimes we are.
Sometimes
we are.
I wish it was more frequent.
I haven't been watching social media recently.
You're a better person than I.
I'm better than you.
I've been sick in bed just like, give me that social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like did a black base, buttons, glitter, and then a resin top.
And good?
not my style. Yeah. It looks good, but not my style. Yeah. No.
My favorite thing, I mean, renovation shows, TikTok is now the renovation shows. If you're on that side of TikTok.
Sure.
But I used to watch renovation shows with my mom, and like at the end, my mom would always be like, yuck, hate it. My mom didn't like anything.
Do you know what show I used to love watching? TLC, that network.
Yeah.
Such a good network. They always had the renovation shows on them.
Remember the one day makeovers they do in the UK?
Snog, marry, avoid?
No.
Did you ever watch Snog, marry, avoid?
Oh, and they had to yes. Okay, please explain.
They'd put you in a glass box.
Yes.
In public. And people would say whether or not they'd snog, marry, or avoid you.
And people would just be outwardly judging you how you look.
Oh, I think she's well fit, but she's got a bit of a rank face.
Is that the one where they do the pod makeover and the computer talks?
And it was all these girls that were obsessed with
UK? Why is it always in the UK?
The UK has this untapped market.
Like gypsy weddings.
Of people that have no shame and no dignity.
Because I watched a TikTok recently, which was, it was a gypsy wedding, get ready with me. And the tan was so dark.
Gypsies
and the hair was
so
big. Yeah. And the makeup and the dress.
That's crazy.
I don't know. There's the UK have so many different accents and they just have so many different styles of fashion. I don't know. In Australia, we're all
kind of
the same.
Yeah. And I also think what's really interesting about the UK is that the overdone look is a look.
It is.
It's not in Australia. I think if you have someone that has really overdrawn lips or really overstyled hair. Old
eyelash extensions.
And really long eyelash extensions. You'll assume that they're not registering that they've gone too far, and that they've made a mistake in their look. Whereas in England,
it's a look,
and it's what people strive for. And you'll hear guys say, if girls don't put that much effort into their makeup, then they're not putting in the effort that I want from a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? It shows that you care about yourself.
Does it?
But that's the look. That's
to
the
them
thing.
It does.
Whereas in Australia, our ideal beauty
is minimal.
Is fake natural.
Yeah, true.
Men looking at us going, see, she doesn't put any effort in. It's like, actually, this took an hour and a half.
Yeah, my no makeup fine. Makeup still did take time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there it definitely is an aesthetic in the UK that I just don't understand.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I love it. I love watching it. Yeah. Put it that way. I loved watching Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Oh, remember I think it was called The Naked Truth. Did you see that show?
No.
Okay, this was a ridiculous show for dating. They'd put five people in these pods and they'd be naked and they'd lift it up and you'd just see their feet and the contestant had to knock someone off based off feet. And then they'd raise it up to show their genitals.
What?
Yeah, genitals. So they'd be absolutely nude in here. And then you look at everyone's genitals and you knock someone off. Then it goes up and it shows their boobs. You look at everyone, you knock someone off. And then it shows their face, you knock them off. And they had a male and a female version.
Wow.
I discovered this when I was in Edinburgh.
I
was in Edinburgh. I did the Fringe Festival in 2016. And me and my friends who were in the show together, we were watching this show. And we were just our jaws were on the floor that this was a show.
That's wild.
That you were judging people based on what they look like naked.
It also gives me the same energy, nowhere near as fucked, but Are You the One? It was this Chinese show that it no longer is the same.
Yeah.
But it used to be, it was always a guy that would come out and there was 23 or 28 women and the guy would talk about himself and you would tap out. And if you kept your light on, then he wanted to take you on. If there was multiple women that kept their light on, he would then get to choose which woman he wanted to go on a date with.
Yeah.
Or if it was just one, you guys would go on a date and you'd get a holiday somewhere. But it was really hard to secure a woman because once you got matched with someone, you weren't allowed back on the show. And these women wanted to be on the show. Right?
So they kept tapping out just so that they had more airtime.
Well, yeah, they weren't going to just tap out if they thought they were interested in the guy. They had to think that it was their love. And so it was so many times I would watch men go on it and they would get no date. And they would also get interviewed by their friends. You need to watch Are You the One on YouTube. It's
okay,
so
look
fucking
it
good. Because it's also Chinese, so it's not salacious at all.
Yeah.
It's this guy that's being filmed being I love my family. I study engineering and I go on walks in the park and I have a dog and that alone, 12 women will go,
nah, love my family, nah.
I'm out.
Wow.
And then they'll interview the friends and the friends will be like, oh, you know, he's a great guy, but he's a bit lazy.
Nah.
Seven leaves.
Wow. Dating shows, there's so many of them. So I fucking good. Love them.
They're so good.
Did you see my most recent TikTok? I haven't put it on Instagram yet, where I'm documenting my dates.
Yes, I did, actually. I thought it was in your shitposting
time.
No, because you know how you have two TikToks?
Yeah. No, that was on my main feed.
I thought it was on
Yeah, no, I've decided to copy Hannah. I'm not doing 50 first dates, but I'm going to document my dates.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm only posting them on TikTok because often the people that I match with follow me on Instagram and I don't want them to see it. So it's only on TikTok. If you want to go check out my dating vlogs, go check out TikTok.
Speaking of which.
Because dating, it's where it's Monday. But I don't know. We're just obsessed really with watching dating shows.
Absolutely. I think it's like relatable.
Oh, we love it. People finding love.
Oh.
And failing. Yes, we should move on.
We should move on.
Before we wrap up.
What are you loving?
What am I loving?
What are you loving, Maddie?
Okay, this is really boring, but so I'm on my fitness journey. I am having a moment where I'm hating training.
You're feeling anti-fitness.
I'm anti-fitness a little bit. Mm. My trainer's pushing me a little bit too hard. I hope he hears this because I'm trying to communicate with him to chill a bit on the weights and I'm actually crying. Mm. And I think today he might take it easier on me.
Yeah, he should.
Because I have said it to him so many times. It's not me just whining. Mm. And personal trainers are meant to push you, but I'm literally saying I don't want to do this workout. It's the leg press. He's pushing me.
Oh, the swing one?
No, I'm not doing the pendulum anymore. Yeah, I'm on the leg press, but he is putting the weights so fucking high that I can't do it. And I'm like, I like working out and I'm pushing myself so hard and I'm literally shaking my head. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm such a fucking toddler when it comes to this exercise. But I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm paying you. I'm telling you right now, stop it.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm loving. I'm loving the protein powder that I've found from a company called Macro Mike. Have you heard of this?
No.
It is the best tasting protein powder I have ever had. I'm having a it's a choc peanut butter cup. It's like a Reese's Pieces flavor.
Oh.
It is so good. I'm obsessed with it. Macro Mike, you can buy like a little sample pack and get all of the sample flavors.
Is this like a pre-workout that makes you like beast when you're exercising?
That would be a pre-workout. This is.
All right then.
No, it's a protein powder if you need to increase your protein intake.
Right, okay.
Because if you're trying to build muscles, you should be consuming quite a bit of protein.
Yeah.
And so I have them I actually have it as dessert. It's my dessert because it tastes so good. I mix it with yogurt and put frozen berries in it and it's so good.
Yum.
Yeah, and it tastes like a peanut butter cup. So if you're looking for a good flavor protein powder, I recommend Macro Mike.
Macro Mike.
What about you? What are you loving?
I'm loving Aldi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cost of living.
Australia's going through a bit of a price gouging issue.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Woolworths
and Coles.
Get fucked.
They are price gouging the shit out of everything. They have, they're going before a judge about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. There's a royal commission.
Oh my God.
Is there a royal commission?
Something.
There's a
thing.
Someone of high power is looking into them. I watched Four Corners about it.
Oh, I was going to say, did you watch TikTok? Or?
No, but that Four Corners is like Australia's like hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah.
It is Four Corners investigates something and then royal commissions come from it.
Wow.
You know?
Ooh.
It's a big deal.
That's Four hard-hitting deal. Journalism.
And they recently did hard-hitting journalism.
On Woolworths
and Coles.
Yeah, I bought a lettuce the other day and lettuce is not based on weight. It is just on quantity. Mm. And so I bought a head of lettuce, but they'd ripped all of the outside leaves off it. So it's this tiny, like you could see from the like stem of the lettuce that they've taken off all of this foliage, which probably they've used to cut up to make the pre-made bags.
Yeah.
So it was still $4.50, but it was tiny. Whereas normally you get this massive head of lettuce, but they've taken off all of the outside leaves. And I was like, I cannot believe that. I can't.
Milk used to be $1 per litre.
And what is it
now? So like 1 litre.
It was $1.
$3 was $3.
Yeah.
And I feel like 1 litre of milk now is $3. Like $2.50 or something, $3.
So
like,
you're shopping at Aldi now?
Yeah, so I've started to make the move to Aldi.
Yeah.
And, like, I know that Aldi's always been cheaper, but, like, it's really coming through now.
It's got good stuff. Aldi's great.
It's fine. We make it work. You still end up having to go to Coles or Woolworths afterwards. Like,
yeah, for some things.
You need, like, some specific things. But it's always crazy that you get majority of your shop done from Aldi. Like, I did it the other day and it was, like, $120. And then I went to Woolworths and I got a few things that I needed.
There's a couple of brand things that you can't quite get from Aldi.
And it was, like, $90 for, like, six things.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I was like, fuck
yeah,
me.
You do your whole shop for the same amount as, like, four items from Woolworths.
It's actually crazy. Like, yeah. And I think I was at, like, my wit's end with Coles and Woolies when I went to go buy things to make, like, a pasta.
Mm.
It's, like, making pasta is meant to be so cheap.
It's the cheapest. Yeah, it's like, meant to be such a cheap meal.
It needs to be a cheap meal. That's the whole idea. And I was making a spag bol, so I needed beef mince, I needed some vegetables, and I needed pasta. And it ended up being like $20 or $25 for all of the things. And I was like, I'm sorry, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that much. It just plain shouldn't be that much.
Well, how much does pasta cost now?
Well, like, I feel like a good, like, a thing of, like, spiral pasta is going to be, like, $3, which is crazy.
It should be a dollar.
It should be like a dollar.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting really upset about the price of living.
Cost of living. Yeah, no, it is.
I'm upset about the cost of living.
I hope Woolworths and Coles get fucking, because they also report, like, their profits for the year. They're like, $1 billion profits. We're not price gouging, but we made so much profit.
But, and this is like, this is the socialist in me. But when do we hit a cap as a private company of how much profits they need? Because every private company is constantly aiming to do better than last year.
So,
and I understand if you're like a business that's like trying to get up the ranks, of course you need that mindset. But when you're fucking Coles or Woolworths or Qantas or all of these major players, you do not need to be hitting new goals in profit.
It's just
fucking, it's greedy. And the socialist in me wants the government to be like, I'm sorry.
There's a cap.
Once you've hit 2 billion in profits, there's a cap.
You can't go beyond that. Can't go beyond
that. Stop it. Why can't you just be like, we've had the same profits as last year, guys. It was good last year. It's good this year.
Yeah, $1 billion is still fucking great.
Yeah,
no, I know. It's always, they've got to do better. Their KPIs. I know. It's very overwhelming.
It's bullshit.
It is.
I hate it.
Anyway, wrap it up. That's all we have for the episode. If you would like to send us a story or a question for Hot Mess Hotline, please email us at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. We'll catch you next time. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.